Here in Kilmore today, a little bit something very different for Campbell's comments. I'm catching up with Monty Burnett. Hello, Mons.
Hey, Paul. How are you going?
I'm going okay. It's a lovely day in Kilmore. The sun's shining. Fair bit of destruction behind us. But what are we, about 10 days removed from a very tragic event that happened to the Misfud family?
Yeah, about 10 days. And believe it or not, ever since it did happen, we've actually had a fair bit of sun in Kilmore for winter. So it is trying to shine some light on what has happened.
It's trying to shine some light on a tragic event that happened. We're not going to say why the fire started or how the fire started. We're not here for that. But just talk us through the turn of events, I suppose, as they happened initially and to where we get to today and how things have transpired for the Misfud family.
Oh, well, any normal Thursday night, Kilmore Racing, that's where we were. Got home, I actually said, I'll just do a bit of this and a bit of that, make feeds, do whatever we've got to do. I reckon we finished up and walked inside of our house about 10:45, like by the time we finished up from races and all that stuff. Anyway, I was actually getting ready to go to Tassie with Josh and Huddy on the Friday, and I was packing Hudson's bag, how things happen in the kitchen for some random reason, next to Mum's phone, and about 12:10, Patrick rings, and my heart sort of stopped because I was a bit worried about Uncle Neto, but when he answered and he was screaming, fire, fire, well, our whole house was up and we were here in minutes, and it just wasn't fast enough. The fire, there was like two bangs, it literally went up in flames and just, I don't know, just went like whoosh down the breezeway. Uncle Neto actually risked his life because he was the only one that could stand the smoke to let all like the horses that he could get to out. And yeah, it's just a tragic thing, and it went, I think it was like we were here for like 3 to nearly 4 hours, but it literally felt like minutes.
And Reet was saying to me just there before that Bear basically, when he heard the bang, saw the fire, the water trucks nearby, there just wasn't anything you could do. Like, he was straight onto it, yet it had already just took complete hold.
Yeah, we have a 14,000 litre water tank that we use for the track and stuff, and Patrick was literally straight onto it, but it was like a tin oven. It was that hot, and the water just evaporated, didn't even touch the sides. And but why Patrick rang us, Kevin had already rang the fire brigade, the CFA, and then I felt a bit hopeless, so I rang them as well, and they're like, we've already had a call, there'll be people out there, which felt like hours, but it was only minutes, but it was just, because it went so quick, and like the heat and everything, it was just, yeah, crazy.
Some of the good things that do come out of it, and we are going to thank a lot of people that have contributed to it and the likes, but small things that I've been made aware of is like HRV now have people in place to come, and of course the integrity department come and that, because it's, you know, a crime scene that involves harness racing, but also Jenny Lewis and that were here basically to make sure you guys were okay and the people. And it's just great the way our sport is evolving and understanding these sorts of things, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is good. On the Friday, the dust hadn't even had settled and they were on their way up here with Jenny Lewis and a counsellor. The integrity people were here also, just making sure that we're okay, everything was sort of handled okay. It's great to see that harness racing is starting to, or has evolved and putting all this thought into it.
It is, and you say integrity, and people automatically put up these, ooh, but they have to be here, and it's great that they are here, and I think it's great the evolution of our sport and how it does continue to grow. There obviously would have been a period of time where you can't do anything. Now there's a lot underway, isn't there?
Yeah, so for the we were allowed, because it was the most devastating part is obviously the horses that were lost. So on the Saturday, took a bit of handling like phone calls and cancel and stuff like that, but we were able to move the horses and bury them and do the best we can for them, because like that was the most heartbreaking. A shed can be rebuilt, you know, gear can be replaced over time, but just the loss of those horses will never ever be replaced. So we got all that done on the Saturday, thanks to people come from far and wide just to help, just to move them and do what we had to do. And then we had to wait a week until the Friday, until the fire investigators and stuff all come through and sorted all that stuff out. And yeah, as of Monday morning, it was go time to get it down, because I think that's the hardest part. Like, even for Mum and Neto and the boys, like, walking down and seeing their beloved shed, it was just here, burn. Like, just at least now that we're actually doing something and the cleanup started, you can, it's like a bit of a breath of relief that you can start the rebuild.
It's quite eerie for me, having came here ever since I was a kid, and that was a long time ago. I actually bought my daughter. Now, she doesn't understand it because she's never been here, but when you get to the gates and the double gates, and people all know where your gear, a lot of your gear is kept, and that the double gates, nothing's changed, but just the view straight after is just, it's just strange. It was very, I suppose, off-putting for me, is a random word, but I can't imagine you guys every morning getting up, walking and looking, and just like, it's just a scene of destruction. And I know it's getting better every minute, but just amazing. And I mean, it just must be so hard for the whole family.
Yeah, it is really hard, but like we've said all along, we've got other horses here that rely on us, and obviously our family, so we just get up and do what we can and punch forward and look after everything else that has to be looked after. And but like you said, it is it's a sight for sore eyes, really. Like, you know, a couple of times people have been so generous and come and drop donations off, and then Mum literally goes, oh, we'll just place it in the, yeah, you know, because that's it. Like, it's been here for over, it's only been here for 50 years. And that's all we've ever known is our big shed. And like, even yesterday, we took a couple down to the trials after the races. We had all of our horses scoped and stuff, and thank God none of them had smoke installation or anything like that. So we tried to get up and like, we're like, oh, got to get them out of the mud, you know, got nowhere to get them ready. And so, yeah, it'll take a bit of getting used to, but like I said, we just push forward and, yeah, continue on.
That's not the Mifsud way. You don't like having mud on your horses, you guys?
No, definitely not. But funny enough, my mum took the bottle of White King and soap down to the trials, and everyone got a shampoo after they were worked. So she hasn't lost her touch. They're still getting the best of care.
No, and like, I've seen Pat, I've seen Mum here. They look in good spirits. I mean, yeah, this is definitely, you know, part of your life as well, but it's been a lot longer part of their life, and their spirits seem quite high.
Yeah, and I think that's just the way they were brought up. You know, when things get tough, you just push on, you've got each other. Mum has her days. I think the mess gets to her more than, you know, everything, like just to think of, oh, I've got all this gear that, like, that people have donated and stuff, and she hates stuff on the ground. I think we've cleaned out 4 Bunnings with hooks, trying to get hooks and stuff to put up in the container that we got. So, yeah, the whole family is doing a great job.
No, they are indeed. And this is a family, it is a family property. I mean, Neto lives here and Pat live here, but it is like a family property and it is a family concern. And this is a family devastation, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And not only us as a family, but people from far and wide that we treat as family. That the gate is always open at our place, and everyone knows that the front door isn't even locked ever. Like, people just walk in and hit the kettle to make themselves a cup of tea. And that's just the name that we have, and that's just how we've always been. Like, we just, and I think that's a part of why we've been so lucky and people have been so generous and great to us, that ever since my nunna was here, that's how we've always been. The gate and front door have always been open to anyone and everyone.
And it is a great way to be. People getting behind you, and we've got some stuff we're going to say thank you to a few, but, you know, some of the stories I hear, like people like Alison coming and cooking tea for you, and people making sure you're fed. It's not always about the pocket, is it, about people donating? It's sometimes just the slightest little acts that people can do to make you feel better.
Yeah, no, it really is. It was actually amazing. Alison Alford waited until the week had died down, and actually at the end of the week she came over and made lasagna and chips and salad and for everyone, because I feed the whole family, the boys and our family. There's about 9 of us all together, and yeah, she came over and it was like just that little thing. I didn't have to worry about making dinner or, and don't get me wrong, prior to that, Tabcourt Park, Melton sent up food, and like, there's been so many people that have looked after us and cooked. But yeah, that thing, like when the week had ended and everyone actually, it sort of like smacked them in the face and was just done, it's like, oh, we don't even have to worry about making ourselves dinner tonight. So no, it was very good, and it doesn't matter about donations, that just every little thing of support or even just the thought of us is amazing, and we appreciate every bit of it.
Ultra brave move, cooking lasagna for a group of Italians. That's a very, very brave move for a young girl from Wagga.
Yeah, no, she done a good job and there was no complaints.
That is good. And I'm trying to make light of it. I mean, you know, it is tragic what has happened, but as I said, the people getting behind you, there is so many people you want to thank, and I know you want to thank people. You're going to forget some people. Please, if you have donated something and Moni forgets, don't take it personally. She's got so much going on here at the minute. I bought from Horseland. We don't know the people that bought it. Kylie Ballaz, I'll get into trouble, used to be Kylie Wallace. A lot of people in the harness racing world will know. Basically, they opened the store that give people can donate. So there's so many people that have donated, like the back of my ute full of stuff, rugs, headstalls, a whole box and dice. They're not going to actually know their name. So there's so many people you are going to have trouble remembering, but I'm sure there's quite a few people you do want to forget. You do want to thank. How am I going? But I don't edit, so that'll stay in there. But there's a lot of people you want to thank, and I might actually give you the microphone, and then you can talk to your heart's content if you like.
Okay. So there is so many people. Like just to begin, my friend Bianca and her partner Tara, they started a My Cause donation page. Like, I'm sure there was people that rang in and even helped suggest that to start it up. But to those people that did think of the My Cause page, just so appreciative. And every single person that has donated on that page, I think there's over 400. Like, we just can't believe it. Like, I knew our sport, like, come together when times are tough, but the generosity and stuff that has been shown is just unbelievable. And I just want to thank yous all from the bottom of my heart. Also, we've got a few sutteries. We've got Melton Suttery, they've been great. Ted Caruana and his son Blake, they helped purchase the 40-foot container for us to have donations, feed. Like, they've been absolutely amazing. Bendigo Horseland, Kylie, she was straight on the phone to help with anything we could need. April Dean from up in Queensland, she sent down boxes and boxes and a lovely card for Mum and like a guardian angel and just like stuff like that. Like, that really hit Mum. She's like, these people, they're just so generous. And even Uncle Neto yesterday, he goes, I just can't believe how generous all these people have been. Like, and I'm like, Uncle Net, that's all the people that have had a flat tire or, you know, something's happened to them and you've been the person that has stopped to help them or told them to come into the farm and use the air compressor. Or I said, all those little things help. And so the list and list to thank could go on for days and days, but just to everyone that has donated or even rang or just anything, the slightest thing, cooked food or sent flowers, anything. I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart and from our whole family, because we are so appreciative. And hopefully soon, not sure how soon, but we'll be able to have a barn to show you guys what yous have all helped towards. So thank you very much.
I will just say one very quickly then, Montu, Racing Victoria, because Mum does have everyone knows this is a harness racing farm, but Mum trains thoroughbreds and those guys getting behind it. And I know just today Mum got another card, a couple other people wrote some letters. It must be a little bit sort of mind-numbing, I suppose, in a way, of the amount of donations, and they do keep coming in. It is great, you're right, it's how our industry works. But it is great that we're part of an industry that does work like that as well, isn't it?
100%. And like, you think about it, we're only we're actually not that big to most things. And it's just amazing that when times do get tough and tragedies do hit, that we can bind together and help rebuild something like our barn.
Yeah, absolutely. And the excavator's starting back up, but that's okay. We'll still be heard above that. The way harness racing does work, though, I actually did an interview. I didn't do an interview. I just called in and saw Alex Ashwood yesterday just for a chat to see how he was going. And one of the things he said, Mum rang him to see what she could do to help him. And he's like, how what? Like, it was just... Yeah. So, I mean, that's the way this industry does work, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't matter how bad that you're going or the burdens that are on your back. If someone else is in need, you drop that to go and help them, definitely.
Very good, Mon. Good to see things are on the way, on the improve. The barn will get rebuilt. You guys will still keep racing and you will rebuild. And thank you for giving me a little bit of time. It's not a glory thing or anything like that. I know you wanted to be able to get out there and thank people. We'll probably have another catch-up. Who knows, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, who knows what goes on. But thanks for joining me and condolences to the whole family. But I think thank you to the entire racing, not harness racing, not thoroughbred racing, just racing public, for getting behind and helping out this family in an hour of need.
Yeah, exactly. And can I just say one more thing? I'm not sure how far or wide this may go, but I just want to thank our owners that were understandable in a situation like this. Like, it was an accident and it was just an awful thing to happen. And it breaks my heart that they were all owners' horses that happened to pass in this tragedy. But I just want to thank for everyone that has been so understanding and more worried about us and my mum, because she wanted to run into the fire to save them. Thank God. And if I ever meet this lady that stopped her, I will give her my heart. But I just want to thank everyone.
You did pretty good. I've been waiting for the tears, but you've done pretty good. You held it together very, very well. Mon, I'm going to leave it at that. And thank you very much for joining me. This will go far, very far, but it won't be the last time we chat. But thank you very much for joining me today, Mons.
Thank you so much.